You're listening to KNKX, and there's still no decision on how the state will fund basic education. Lawmakers are in the midst of a second special session trying to come up with a plan to satisfy the state Supreme Court's McCleary decision, and the deadline is looming. 88.5's Ariel Van Cleve spoke with Seattle Times education reporter Neil Morton to get an update on the negotiations.
Neil, why don't we actually remind people what the proposals are when it comes to funding basic education in the state for the Republican side and the Democratic side?
Democrats, they are largely in favor of preserving the status quo of how we currently fund and operate our schools. They do want to tap some new revenue streams like a capital gains tax. Democrats also want to increase salaries for all school employees and lower class sizes, among many other ideas. Republicans, meanwhile, they've proposed a dramatic overhaul of the school system where things like teacher salaries, class sizes aren't really addressed, and instead the state gives each district a basic amount for every student with extra money for students who live in low-income households, for those with special needs, or for students in gifted and talented programs.
And a lot of these conversations are happening right now behind closed doors. And I spoke with the president of the Everett Education Association, Jared Kink, and he actually had this to say.
We don't know what's going on in Olympia. And if we had some paper that said this is what we're planning, we could look at it, we could analyze it, we could address it and go, all right, what do we want to do? But we're in this unknown spot right now, and we have to be prepared for what's going to come.
He's saying they don't know what's going on, and they're tired of not knowing what's going on. What are you hearing from people when you're out doing reporting on McCleary and all the negotiations that are happening?
The exact same thing. Everyone seems to be operating in a vacuum. You have the state teachers union, which is still very concerned about what happens to local levies, what restrictions are placed on teacher salaries and teacher collective bargaining rights. You do have those local unions like Everett and Mukilteo who might consider a walkout or strike if we don't get an answer soon. You have a lot of worry that lawmakers are going to rush a compromise without much chance to examine what they're doing and if it's going to work well. There is a very real McCleary fatigue in Olympia and across the state, I feel.
Salaries have been a big issue. Is that still a sticking point in negotiations?
That's still the largest sticking point from everything I know. That's the last piece they have to take care of before they can satisfy the Supreme Court order. Pretty much the only thing everyone in the Capitol seems to agree on is raising the starting teacher salary to $45,000. But the details after that get very murky. We know there is a lot of lobbying happening right now on the fate of a very kind of wonky formula that drives a lot of the way money is delivered to schools. And it's this little five-digit number that determines a school district with more experienced and educated teachers gets a lot more money than districts who struggle to attract those kinds of educators. Opponents say it rewards money with money. So districts with more affluent students with less disadvantaged students gets those more experienced and veteran teachers, so they get more money on top of that. Districts who struggle get less money and then cannot attract those teachers, and it's kind of a perpetuating cycle.
At this point, we are at the midway point of the second 30-day special session. Are we looking at a third?
No one's at least telling me that they're confident something will happen before the second overtime session ends on June 21st. We do know that lawmakers will receive an update on the economic and revenue forecast on June 20th, just the day before that deadline. So that's a very short period for them to factor all that in and resolve the state budget for 2017 to 2019.
So we're talking a lot about this sort of long-term idea of how we're going to be funding education in the state. But what about for next school year? What is it looking like right now?
So we know earlier in the regular session, districts kind of breathed a collective sigh of relief because Democrats and Republicans agreed to an extension of this so-called levy cliff, and they won't lose access to collecting money from their local levies that taxpayers approve. However, because the legislature has stalled on a state budget, There's a lot of key deadlines happening that's putting the crunch on local schools trying to craft their own budgets. We do know the state already has warned districts that the budget stalemate may cause a delay in some revenue payments starting this very month. State law also requires districts to notify teachers if they'll be laid off by June 15th, so those notices could be in the mail as we speak. And even if the legislature approves a final budget soon, there's no guarantee what will happen to those teachers. Maybe they take a job somewhere else. Maybe they quit the profession entirely. There's a lot of actual human beings involved in this process waiting for the legislature to do something.
That was Seattle Times education reporter Neil Morton speaking with 88.5's Ariel Van Cleve. More details and links to reports about the negotiations in Olympia by the Seattle Times Education Lab are available at knkx.org.